This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
It is Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. Item number one, Tampa, Florida. A doctor there has been ordered to pay $9,000 after he supervised radiation therapy for a breast cancer patient, and they radiated the wrong boob.
Oh, no.
That's a problem.
So the bad one didn't get any juice, and the good one got too much. Isn't one of those things? They say that you should advocate for yourself always.
Yeah.
You might want to get a Sharpie. This one, lefty,
yeah.
You know, righty, whatever it happens
to be. Put a big X on it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The doctor's been ordered to pay a $5,000 fine, and the cost of investigating by the Florida Department of Health, which ran to about $4,000.
Aren't you awake
That's
for
it?
This?
Yeah.
He's radiating. Aren't you awake
yes,
for that?
Yes, I think. Then, I don't know. I don't know. I've never been through this,
okay,
so I don't know.
Right.
My wife had breast cancer but didn't have radiation therapy. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're awake for that, you should be able to say, hey, I think you got the wrong boob, doc.
The document says that the patient, a 53-year-old woman, had previously undergone a bilateral mastectomy. Ouch. Before arriving for care at the oncology office, patient and her physician then arranged for the radiation therapy, but had incorrectly consented to therapy on her left side. So, apparently, she didn't know what she was signing, is what it sounds like. Yeah. The physician then... Her physician then resigned from her position, and this other doctor took over and then irradiated the wrong boob, or the wrong side. Whatever was left. I mean, bilateral mastectomy is a big deal.
Yeah.
Let's see. They didn't find the mistake for some time.
Ooh.
Which, of course, means that the cancer treatment wasn't being treated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Responsible for prescribing administration radiation therapy. And then there's a whole bunch of technical speak here. But wrong side. Wrong side. Don't do that.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
That's a big miss. That's item number one.
Item number two.
Yeah.
Now, I assume all of us have ordered a food service at some point, getting delivery, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever told your Dasher or whoever it is that you're going to come to the door naked?
No. No, I like to surprise them.
Yeah. I go with the bathrobe, but, you know, the belt's not quite tight.
And I don't know. I lost the belt to this thing some
nice
time ago.
A nice breeze might give them a little peekaboo or something.
Yeah.
But, well.
Those delivery guys, they like that,
This Dasher, she received a message from the person ordering the food while she was waiting for their food at the restaurant saying, I'm a nudist. I will be answering the door naked.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
That's not allowed. That's illegal.
Well.
Then you know what I'll do? Leave it at the door and walk away before I notify you I've delivered it.
She said, okay, I'm going to cancel then.
Yeah, I'm just not doing this.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah, right.
She got on the support line with DoorDash, and they said, that's not a good enough reason. It'll affect your completion rate, and you won't get paid.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's messed up. You have to deliver to this man in the nude.
Okay, but
that's
DoorDash.
Wrong.
It sounds like a lawsuit against DoorDash.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. DoorDash has an option for people to select leave at the door.
Yeah, right.
So if you were a nudist,
right?
Don't you think this would make your
Why wouldn't you just say leave it at the door? See, this is a freak that wants to come
to
the door naked.
That's what most people are thinking.
Yeah, I'll be sitting on the porch waiting for it.
Yes. Yeah. I'll be the guy with, I'll have one red rubber boot on.
That's right.
An adult diaper. And I'll have a plunger suction cup to my left breast.
Well, at least you're covered.
It's the way I answer the door.
The way I go to the door.
Yeah, at least there's some sort of...
Yeah, there's something blocking the view.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, people on Reddit are saying you need to call back to DoorDash.
Yeah,
and
DoorDash.
Get someone else
to somebody
help
else.
You. Yeah.
I need to speak to DoorDash's manager or something.
Exactly.
I got to be honest. I got to find out. how good is the tip? Because
it was, you'd find out if you open the door.
It was an 8 mile delivery for $10, like $10.50.
Oh yeah, that does not very good.
Yeah, no, probably not worth it. The driver says, "I'm not here to yuck anyone's yum, but let's not yuck anyone's yum."
Nice.
I love that. That's item number two.
All right, finally this. I don't know what to do with this story. I've got to be honest. I've carried it around for the better part of a week or two. It's interesting. I just don't know what to do with it.
We need to explore it, Rick.
Yes. Yeah. Unpack that.
All right.
Yes.
Let's unpack it. Shall we together?
And then answer the door.
Nine. Well, this would be interesting.
Okay.
It's something called the Barbie doll surgery. The Barbie doll surgery. Where they remove all of your external sexual organs.
Ah, yes, of course.
And leaves you a smoothie.
A smoothie.
You end up being a smoothie. Yeah.
There's several smoothie chains that would love it if we didn't start saying that.
Yeah.
27-year-old non-binary patient underwent Barbie doll operation to remove all sexual organs, now reveals how they navigate life without any genitals.
I'm guessing you get a lot of work done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're not thinking about sex.
Uh-huh. That's
nope.
true.
Nope. Adrian is 27 years old.
Oh.
They're non-binary, meaning they do not conform to either male or female. And had the operation performed at a gender clinic in Texas.
It's legal to do it in the United States, huh?
That's wild about that.
I am shocked.
Wasn't Texas the first place you couldn't get an abortion?
They'll take
your doodads right off.
Just whoop. Yeesh, yeesh. Give it a shine.
Oh, why? Why?
Well, it's going to be smooth anyway.
Oh, my God.
Have a nice shine.
I was thinking that, yeah.
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah, right.
Cost $10,000.
Oh, they waxed it right off.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember from the story. Adrian was born a woman.
Okay.
And now, everything's gone, smooth from stem to stern, with a tiny little opening to urinate.
So you're a eunuch.
You're just done. Yeah. All of your external stuff.
I'm cringing right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, there are some cultures that have a street version of this that happens to women.
I know exactly what you're saying, yeah.
Ah, the street version.
Oh, yeah. Awful.
Yeah, you might pay
$10,000. Done with like a sharp blade of grass. A shard of glass, that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
God awful.
Yeah.
I don't know what these people are thinking, but this is like everything's just, you look like a Ken doll. You look like a Barbie doll.
Yeah. Well,
Can you get a public indecency charge of you?
If you don't have genitals?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Because you're not brandishing anything.
That's a good point.
There's no weapon there.
Yeah.
There's nothing sexually attractive or titillating about
there.
This, right?
Or explicit.
But, because you're not showing anything.
I guess you could argue it's obscene.
Yeah, and that, I feel
in
like
someone's
that,
eyes.
It's kind of a broad thing. Yeah.
Oh, so. And this, you know what? Yeah. Somebody will be offended.
Of course.
It's the internet, too. Hey, those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why it's called
Stupid News.